This is the first episode in a series of short interviews recorded at the Wikimedia Summit in Berlin in 2024. The main topic of the summit was the most recent draft of the movement charter and what feedback the affiliates could give to that. In the first episode, we will meet Eva Martin from the organizing team and Wikimedia Deutschland. Hello and welcome to Wikipedia Podden. This is a special episode recorded at the Wikimedia Summit in Berlin, 20th of April 2024. I'm your host Jan Einerli, and I'm here with Eva Martin, Program Coordinator for Governance and Movement Relationships at the Wikimedia Deutschland and in the organizing team for the summit. Hello Eva, nice to meet you here.
Very nice to meet you, Jan.
So we're here at the Wikimedia Summit. Can you please give our listeners like a brief and general introduction to the summit, this kind of meeting?
Of course. I think that this year is actually the 12th edition of the summit that used to be called the Wikimedia Conferences. And, well, the summit is really the place where the affiliates and the Wikimedia Foundation get together and discuss the future of our movement.
This year is a little bit different because we have a very specific topic. What is the purpose this year?
Correct. So traditionally, we've been always talking about movement strategy at the summit and before the Wikimedia conferences. And this year, we have a very strong focus on a particular aspect of the movement strategy, which is the future of our movement governance. And I think many of you know that there has been a committee, the MCTC, that has been drafting the movement charter that is potentially going to redefine the way we work together as a movement in the future. And that's the reason why we've designed this year's summit around this movement charter. And the idea is to bring everyone together so the affiliates can review the current draft of the charter, discuss it, share opinions, and ideally converge on the things that they like about the charter, the things that could be potential deal breakers and suggest alternatives for this, but also just have deliberations and just come up with considerations that go even beyond the charter. That's the idea, that's the main purpose of this year's summit. But there is a second purpose, because as some of you may have heard, this summit is going to be the last of its kind. And what does this actually mean? Well, it means that Wikimedia Deutschland is saying that that's the last summit that they will be organizing. And therefore, we also want to create space at this year's event so that the affiliates can get together and discuss what should be the future of affiliate gatherings.
That's very good and a wide and complicated topic. And as an organizer of, you're the host of this meeting, what are the hopes of the outcome that, you, like in your role, that you can enable the summit to do?
Mm-hmm. Well, first, like we have a series of concrete outcomes or desired outcome that we hope we will be reaching by Sunday. And when it comes to the track around movement governance, the idea is that by the end of the summit, the participants will have agreed on a list of outputs that will be reflecting the points that I mentioned earlier. So we'll be reflecting the things that they really like about the charter, the things that they would like to see changed, and also just general considerations. That's the first thing that we really hope to reach by the end of the summit, this general common understanding that will reflect what a majority of participants could agree upon. And then concerning the second track around the future of affiliate gatherings, well, we know that, you know, during those 3 days, we won't already come up with all the answers. So we don't hope to have answered the question of where should it happen and when should it happen. But at least we hope that there will be a general understanding around what the purpose of those events should be. And also, ideally, a group of affiliates will have made a commitment to taking this forward. And I really hope that by Sunday I can see smiles on the face of a few people that will be on stage and will say, here we are, and we're really motivated, and we just commit to be working on, you know, designing a concept for the future of these events.
Yeah, that would be a good outcome. I've been to a couple of these summits, so I really feel the value myself. It's also sort of a summit that is a little bit different in the Wikimedia movement, that it's not open to anyone who wants to attend. It has never really been that way. It's in the way it has been various ways. Mm-hmm. Who is it open to this year, and what was the sort of the process mm-hmm. to get to that?
Yeah, so we always say that the summit is the affiliates conference. So the affiliates are just like Wikimedia organizations in the movement, the chapters, the user group, the thematic organization, and we've added the ongoing hub projects to the list of potential participants for the summit. And we know that the affiliates are just one part of the movement, right? We know this, but we feel like they have common needs, common interest, and particularly they also need like space where they can get together and they can talk to the foundation. They can just discuss with their peers what should be the focus of their work in the next years. And that's why we've decided to create this space for the affiliates only. However, not all the affiliates are represented at the summit. There was a selection process. People had to demonstrate previous engagement around the topic of movement governance. We've had a series of online events before the summit that participants had to join to be eligible for the summit here in Berlin. And also, we don't only have affiliate representatives at the summit, we also have foundation representatives, staff members, also board members of the foundation. And this year, because of this strong focus on movement governance, we also have the MCDC that is present with us.
And finally, I imagine even though the participants will go home on Sunday or soon thereafter, what will the like the continuous work with the results? We're doing a lot of posters and discussions and taking notes. How will that be sort of collected in the time to come just after mm-hmm. here?
That's a very good question. So I would say from Sunday on, it's not in our hands anymore, but it's in the hands of the movement. And I would say it's particularly in the hands of the MCDC that we will be handing over the results of the conversation to the MCDC. And they will be working on the charter, potentially integrating some of the feedback they've received here, potentially and most probably not all of it, because as I've said, the affiliates are just a part of the movement, not like the whole movement. And therefore, I would say the next steps would be to just follow up what are the development happening on the movement charter. It should be up for a vote in June. And then when it comes to the second track, as I said, I hope that there will be this group of committed affiliates that will be taking this forward. And I really hope that they will also be informing the movement about the status of their work in the coming months. What I can say, however, is that the event organizers will make sure that everything that has been discussed here in Berlin will be documented, available on Meta, of course. And we are always really happy to just do some knowledge transfer. So if there are other event organizers in the movement that would like to reach out, please do it. Always happy to help, or at least always happy to just have conversations and try to just do some peer learning.
That's very nice to hear. Thank you, Eva, for taking time during this busy conference, and thank you for organizing the summit.
You're welcome. Thank you.
In the next episode, we will hear a little bit more about the movement charter, and then in the coming 6 episodes, we will hear different affiliates and their perspectives on the work of the movement charter here at the Wikimedia Summit.